Wow, look at me. I'm standing here in the sunshine with Rod Liddell, a writer for the Sunday Times.
How lovely for you. How lovely for you.
And I managed to buttonhole you just before you go and do your talk. First talk of the day in the Christopher Lee Theatre.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Are you hoping to get anything back out of the Festival of Education today?
I'm not here for much of it because I've got to go back and write my usual column for the Sunday Times. I think it's a good thing. Whether they should have it in a huge public school like this is another issue. I'd rather it was in a comprehensive school in Middlesbrough.
Right.
That would change our perspectives, I think, on the whole thing. I'm interviewing a hero of mine. So it's going to be a very anodyne interview, I'm afraid, because I agree with him about almost everything, apart from maybe which way to vote, which is Tony Sewell, who is an educationalist and an academic, has done an awful lot of work with black kids in South London.
Right.
Trying to get them into elite universities by working really, really hard with them.
So I see the contrast. Here we're talking about underprivileged inner city children, and we're in a
fantastic location. We're in the Wellington College Forest. It's got a fucking forest. You'll have to bleep that.
I don't know. I'll have to do something.
Yeah. But it's got its own forest
with lots of little ivory towers and all
over there. Yeah.
Now, I'm a teacher of computing, which is a sort of, in some ways, an older subject. In some ways, it's a new subject. And do you have any particular opinions? There's a lot of discussion and debate at the moment about how this curriculum should be formed and whether children should be learning coding and computing. Is that something?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. Ironically, for someone who is, I'm a Labour Party member and a Labour Party supporter, but I think Gove is right, basically. I think the one thing that's missing from Gove's flyer, and it is a flyer, is an insufficient amount of attention paid to those who are not the academic elite in those subjects.
Yeah.
I think
supposedly, with this recent announcement, this idea about the two-tier system.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a two-tier system.
Yes.
It shouldn't be like that. There should be a way of awarding qualifications, of creating qualifications which are not derogated simply by the term vocational, but are differently academic. Now I sound like a whining lefty. I realise that. But it seems to me that we've lost a load from schools. A load of input from schools into turning out good engineers, good computers. We lead the world in computers, or we did.
Yes.
And
we ranked very high globally. And
we're ranked, and we don't make enough of
turn.
It. And this is crucial. It's also crucial for the area I come from originally, Middlesbrough, which has got a great university there, the University of Teesside.
And a great industrial heritage as well.
Well, it's had this industrial heritage, which the Tories closed down, and then didn't replace it with anything.
And you're not bitter about that,
anyway. Well, I am very bitter about it. I think our big problem at the moment, this isn't an educational issue at all, our big problem at the moment is that we're two nations, which is London and the rest. And I think that is an enormous problem.
And do you think that there's a potential that a two-tier system will resurrect this polarisation, where then you'll have, in a moment, in the middle, you'll have this sort of middle of the road, which is, well, where do you? Are you academic or are you?
Yeah, I have no problem with making. I think GCSEs have become ludicrously easy. Roughly, an A level these days is round about the same standard that an O level was 25, 30 years ago. We need to make these things tough. It's bad for working class kids who are bright academically, because it makes it harder for them to get into university when there's no differential between any of the grades, when everyone's got 10 A grades or 5 A grades or whatever.
So they really have to go off and do something exceptional. In addition to,
and they have less of a chance to do something exceptional,
because of
a less affluent background. You know,
yes.
They don't have the extracurricular stuff that kids at this fucking place, this place have. So I think there's that, but then I also think we need to pay a lot more attention and emphasis to computer sciences, engineering, the sciences generally. And whether that means that they're not academic but vocational, I don't know.
Rod Liddell, thank you very much. I expected some controversial views and some controversial language. Thank you very much. Enjoy your day.
Cheers,
in Wellington.
Mate.
Thank
Thanks.
You.